VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced on Sunday a three-month unilateral conditional ceasefire with the Taliban. Ghani said Afghan forces will stop their operations beginning Monday if the Taliban agrees to do so as well. The ceasefire coincides with the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha. There was no immediate reaction from the Taliban to the announcement. A 6.9 magnitude earthquake has struck the Indonesian island of Lombok just hours after a 6.3 magnitude quake shook the island. The earlier quake caused landslides and forced people to flee. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso says earthquakes are not uncommon in the area.
In that area, there have been six other events of magnitude 6.5 or larger in the last 100 years.
2 weeks ago, a magnitude 6.9 earthquake on the same island left 436 people dead and forced 350,000 to flee their homes. More than 2 million Muslims have begun the annual Hajj pilgrimage at first light in Saudi Arabia, circling the cube-shaped Kaaba in Mecca that Islam's faithful face five times each day during their prayers. Associated Press correspondent Zariah Shakli reports.
The five-day Hajj pilgrimage represents one of the world's biggest gatherings every year and is required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their life. The Hajj offers pilgrims an opportunity to feel closer to God amid the Muslim world's many challenges, including the threat of violence and extremists in the Mideast and the plight of Myanmar's Muslim Rohingya minority. Muslims believe the Hajj retraces the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad, as well as those of Prophets Ibrahim and Ismail and Abraham and Ishmael in the Bible. I'm Zariah Shakili.
This is VOA News.